The Yuendamu exodus has created legal complications for Northern Territory Police. They say they believe a man charged over a death in Alice Springs could be among the Aboriginal people who fled to South Australia. It's alleged that the 22-year-old man assaulted another man who later died in hospital. The death sparked a riot in the remote community of Yuendamu and led to the exodus to Adelaide. Police want to upgrade the 22-year-old man's charge to murder, but they can only do that if he shows up in a Northern Territory court. Jason Om with this report.
It's been a month since 21-year-old Kumanjai Watson died in a Northern Territory hospital from a stab wound to the leg. Since then, there's been a riot in his home community, Yuendamu, and a mass exodus all the way to Adelaide. 20-year-old Dennis James Nelson has already been charged with his murder. Now police want to charge another man with the same offence. Detective Sergeant John Beer is leading the murder investigation.
Well, I'll describe it as you would the death of anyone in this circumstance. Unnecessary, I guess, is probably the best way to put it.
He says police want to upgrade an assault charge against 22-year-old Nathaniel Sims to murder.
At this stage, he's been charged with aggravated assault, caused serious harm. Now, he was interviewed and charged prior to the death of Mr. Watson. Now, he is bailed to appear in court in Alice Springs on the 7th of October, and on that date, his charge will be upgraded on the advice of DPP.
Detective Sergeant Beer says Nathaniel Sims has no criminal history and did not present a flight risk. He won't reveal all the police bail conditions, but says the young man could now be in Adelaide.
I'm not sure the location of Mr. Sims. I understand he possibly is in South Australia.
So Nathaniel Sims may be one of the suspects in this investigation, and he's now gone.
Yeah, he's on bail. That's right.
Okay, so how has this affected your investigation?
Well, it hasn't. Him being not here at the moment hasn't caused any problems for our investigation, because he's already been spoken to and interviewed in relation to the matter.
He's due in court on the 7th of October. So
that's correct.
Yep. Do you expect him to be in court then?
Yes, I do.
What arrangements are in place to get him back to the Northern Territory?
Well, the understanding when he was given bail was that he will return on that date and answer his bail.
It's up to him, really, to agree to go back.
Well, he's already agreed. That was a condition of his bail. He would have signed his bail agreement that he would return on that date and answer his bail and appear in the Alice Springs court on the 7th of October.
But what happens if he doesn't go back?
If he doesn't appear, then a warrant for his arrest may be issued by the presiding magistrate, and then procedures will go from there.
The spokeswoman for the Northern Territory Director of Public Prosecutions has told PM that police have indicated they'll be sending a brief with evidence to the director's office. But she says that's yet to be received. She says the Director of Public Prosecutions, Richard Coates, will not discuss the charges because it's before the court and inappropriate. Detective Sergeant John Beer wants Nathaniel Sims to turn up to court.
He signed the bail agreement to return, and that's an undertaking that he's made. If he fails to appear on that date, it's likely a warrant for his arrest will be issued, and procedures will take place from there.
South Australian police would exercise that warrant, while Northern Territory police would apply for any extradition. Nathaniel Sims is listed as a club captain on the Yuendamu Magpies Football Club website. PM has contacted the club, but a spokesman did not respond. A relative of some of the families in Adelaide has told PM Nathaniel Sims could be in Adelaide because his mother is here. The South Australian government is planning to move the group in Adelaide from crisis accommodation to beds at the Fort Largs Police Academy.
Jason Om in Adelaide.